Anger over U.S. aid to Egypt's military has spread from Indonesia to Washington, where Egyptian Americans protested outside Egypt's embassy here.
I want President Obama to do the minimum, recognize that it's a coup, recognize the human rights violations that have been going on, to stop acting like nothing's going on. He hasn't come out. He hasn't stopped the aid to Egypt.
U.S. military aid to Egypt amounts to $1.3 billion a year. The president's opponents say not cutting off that aid weakens U.S. leadership. Arizona Senator John McCain.
The United States has influence, but if the United States doesn't use that influence, then it has no influence. So far, the United States has sent a very, very mixed message to the people who have caused mayhem in the streets of Cairo and Egypt.
Threats to cut U.S. aid may be undermined by Saudi Arabia's promise to cover any losses. Riyadh has said it will stand with Egypt against terrorism, a veiled reference to the Muslim Brotherhood. It says it opposes those who are trying to interfere in Egyptian affairs. Foreign Minister Saud Al-Faisal.
I do not think that pressure on Egypt would work or help in restoring peace and national security.
Saudi Arabia is stepping in to help Egypt's military because the United States is not, says former U.S. Ambassador Adam Arely.
They see two things, a lack of U.S. leadership and a lack of what I would call U.S. constancy.
Arely says Saudi leaders are reacting to how quickly the United States abandoned longtime ally Hosni Mubarak.
If you're a long-ruling monarch in the Gulf or anywhere in the Middle East, you're going, holy cow, what happened? America, my ally, just threw Hosni Mubarak under the bus? Am I next?
U.S. officials say Washington will base its aid decision on its national security interests. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki.
As you know, we've worked with a range of regional partners who have supported different sides or both sides in these issues going on in Egypt, and we'll continue to do that. But we'll make our own decisions here based on our own national security interests, our own concerns about regional stability.
Egyptian Finance Minister Ahmed Galal says Saudi support insulates Cairo against possible U.S. aid cuts. But Egypt may be unable to buy American weaponry or military equipment with Saudi money because Washington may block such purchases. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.